It's time for Help Me Tips and Sips. Help Me Tips and Sips time. Because this Help Me role, you know, requires some work. It requires us to spend some time studying to show ourselves approved. It requires us to get some prep time in. That's what we can call this. Sips and Tips is prep time. I'm a sports person. We got to have practice. We got to have prep time. We've got to talk about this thing. Make sure we're good to go. This is our huddle. Oh, don't get me started on sports. But it's time to get in our huddle. It's time to talk about some things. So we decree and declare around here. I'm Yvette Benton. Did I say that? I'm definitely a Help Meet suitable. But I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet book and workbook. Book and workbook. We got a workbook, and that's where we're going to be today. So if you have your workbook, get your workbook out. If you don't have your workbook, why is that? All right. Because you need your journal out. We go to school as help meets. I don't see how you can be a help meet that's suitable and not study and not get to class. Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I mean, maybe you're just good at it. But I'm telling you. This help meet role has saved my whole marriage and for the most part saved my whole life. It's been amazing. It's caused me to grow up in the spirit, not just grow up as a spouse, but grow up as a Christian. It's causing me to grow up because I had to realize I wasn't doing what God told me to do the way God told me to do it until I became a help meet that is suitable. But anyway, look at some of the previous help meet sips and tips and some of the other broadcasts to get to know exactly what a help meet that is suitable looks like, sounds like, talks like, forgives like. I had to throw that in. Y'all better sip on that. Looks like, sounds like, speaks like, loves like, and forgives like. Be a warrior in the spirit. Because if you're a warrior, then you know how to decree and declare and pull down strongholds that are hindering your marriage. So today, yes, I'm pulling on the help meet warriors. I'm pulling on the help meet warriors. Yes, because today, the title really is, if the devil comes for your marriage, you got to make him pay. He shouldn't be coming after your marriage and then just walk away like, okay, no big deal. If he comes in and tries to steal something, you got to press charges. You got to fight back. You got to do something. Yeah, unfortunately, we have too many help me's that are like, oh, my marriage is over. Oh, he said this. Oh, he said that. That's the devil speaking. And raise up like a warrior and do something about it. Okay. So I train warriors. So I have to be a warrior. And I need to know who the warriors are. All right. So today I'm in the workbook. Because if you're going to be a warrior, you got to study. You got to be prepared. You got to work out. You got to do some things. You don't just wake up a warrior. At least I didn't. It's a lot of work to this thing. But the work is worth it. The work is worth it. Come after my king if you want to. You're going to get sliced. Gut. Cut. Annihilated. All of that. Don't. Your best bet. Don't mess with my king. My marriage. My ministry. My money. None of it. Because I'm a warrior. All right. Let's look at this. You don't have the workbook. Just listen along. But you might need the workbook. The workbook gives you some questions. And here's a tip for you. If you've had the workbook for a while and you've been studying, here's one tip. Here's one tip for you. Go back to your workbook. Put another date on it. So we're in the Help of the Help Me workbook. It's called a companion journal only because, I don't know, I should have just called it a workbook. It's a companion. If you've done the workbook before, go back, put some dates on the side, and answer the questions now. You're going to, number one, see your growth. And number two, you'll find where you need to continue working and put your effort, because we're all about moving forward. If you're suitable, you're moving forward. If you're suitable, you're studying. If you're suitable, you're growing at all times. This is what caught me when Holy Spirit said, go to the workbook today. I was like, oh, Lord, where's my workbook? Got the workbook, and oh my goodness. The second statement, it says, do not become afraid as Satan pushes back. Meaning, when you start standing up as a warrior, when you start becoming suitable, Satan's going to push back. That's his thing. He steals, he kills, he destroys. Now, he's on his job. Are you on yours? Listen to that. Satan's on his job, but I need you to sip if you're on yours. If you couldn't sip, or if you're not sure if you could sip, get in your workbook. It says, do not be afraid as Satan pushes back. Yes, he's going to push back. It says, he is a liar and he will lie to you. He will lie through your king. He will lie to other people. He's a liar. It says, he will lie to you and cause to and make some noise. He makes noise in the spirit. It tries to keep you from understanding, and he tries to keep you from exercising your authority. Do I have anyone that understands this? Satan is going to push back. Let's get on our job. He's on his. We got to get on ours. He's a liar. He's a liar. That means he'll lie to you and then cause you, he'll make some noise, and he'll try to get you to misunderstand your role. He'll try to get you not to believe that you have something you can do. That you have something you can do. There's something you can do about it. You understand me? You, as a helpmeet, have something you can do. And it references 2 Timothy 1 and 7. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Oh, what does 2 Timothy 1 and 7 say? I'm glad you asked, because I have it right here. In the Amplified Classic, it says, 2 Timothy 1 and 7, it reads, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity. You might have heard fear, but I like the Amplified Classic because it breaks some things down. He did not give you a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving, of cringing, of fawning, of fear. He didn't give you any of that. If God didn't give it to you, then don't do it. Don't act like it. Stop it. Stop it. All right? Because God didn't give it to you. Obviously, if God didn't give it, then Satan gave it. It's right here. He's going to try to get you not to exercise your authority and try to get you to be confused. It says, but he, meaning God, has given us a spirit of power and of love and a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Woo! Come on and sip. That's my kind of scripture. You got to sip on that. You have to sip. If God didn't give you fear, why do you still have it? If God did give you power, a well-balanced mind, if he gave you discipline, if he gave you self-control, if he gave you love, if he gave you power and to be calm, that's what we need. We need way more of what God gave us and not so much of what Satan's trying to give you. Uh-oh. That might be a double sip. Who are you listening to more? Who are you following more? Uh-oh. Should I be saying? I pray no one's listening to the enemy more than they're listening to the Lord and then wondering what's going on with your marriage. You can't listen to the devil and get God's blessings. You can't listen to the enemy and then go whining to God. God is like, oh, I already gave you something in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, I gave you calm, I gave you love, I've given you power, I've given you a well-balanced mind, and what else did I give you? Discipline and self-control. Now let me park right there, because you already know. Some of us do not know how to exercise discipline or self-control. Oh, how are you suitable and you don't have any self-control? How are you a Christian? And you don't have self-control. I was struggling with self-control. And then God was like, you got to get suitable. Because I don't expect you to respond the way you've been responded. I don't expect you to talk the way you're talking. I don't expect you to be bitter or angry or unforgiving. You better sip on that. Because I'm suitable. But my goodness, you better get someone, something, some books, some revelation. Some of you need to get some webinars. You know what? I know some people who have the book didn't read the book. Or they read it a long time ago. You're not suitable. You know you're not suitable and you're not reading it again. Oh. Then you don't want to be suitable. Don't message me if you don't want to be suitable. Because I'm going to refer you to the book. I'm going to refer you to the book. Because people ask me, well, how am I supposed to get in your word? This says, do not become afraid if Satan pushes. So if Satan comes after you, make him pay. You know how you make Satan pay? You don't cry, you don't whine. You use self-control, you use discipline, and you use the word of God. If the word of God says, let me look at this again, because this was good to me. Now, it might not be good to you, but Sips and Tips is not just for you. It's for me too. I got to get myself ready. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity. So if you're timid, God didn't give it to you. A coward. He didn't give it to you. You're a coward. Satan comes and makes a little noise and you push back and get scared. God didn't give that to you. Craving, cringing, fear. He didn't give that to you. He did not give that to you. But what he has given you is power, love, calm, and a well-balanced mind, discipline, and self-control. That's what God gave us. That's what makes us suitable. That's what you do when Satan comes after your husband, when Satan comes after your marriage, when Satan comes after your health, when Satan comes after your children. Whatever Satan does to push back, oh no, you push a little harder. You exercise the word. You decree the word. You stand on the word. You don't whine. You don't complain because that doesn't help. I know you think it feels good, but it really doesn't. It's actually useless time. I know it happens every once in a while. I know it. I know things hurt. But put the word on the devil. He has to back up. He doesn't respect tears. He respects the word. Oh, that's a sip. The devil does not respect your tears. No helpmeet. He does not. He does not care about your crying. He does not care about your whining. You know what he cares about? You know what he backs up off of you when you use the word. And you know how to use it with authority. Not, well, I mean, God said, no. Make him pay by using the word with authority and power, because that's what God gave you. He gave you power. He gave you power. He gave you power. Wow. You know what? One of the things I haven't noticed is in this particular scripture, but he has given you power. Power's first. And love. And a sound mind. If you read it in the King James Version. But he gave you power first. Because he knew if he gave you the power and you use the power, you could have love and you could have a sound mind. Use your power. Well, I'm getting fired up over here. God did not give me fear, but he did give me power. And because I'm suitable, if the devil comes for my marriage, he's going to get the power. Not my power. God's power. My power is not enough unless it's the power God gave me. The power God gave me is the word. The power God gave me is authority. The power God gave me is the sword of the Spirit. Woo! Which is the word of God in my armor. Because to prepare for this week, you need to pick up the power. Get your book, get your workbook, get your journal, get some webinars, get it together. I am powerful. Don't say you're a warrior and you don't use the power God's given you. You're not. I said it and I'll say it again. If you call yourself a warrior, but you don't use the power God gave you, you are not. You're not a warrior. Because God's warriors use his sword. And his sword is the word of God. His sword is the word of God, and I'm loving that. So, 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Amplified Classic. Woo! My God, that's good. That's good. You got to pick up the word of God and do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. I am powerful. I know the word. I use the word. I worship the word. I pray the word. I stand on the word. I study the word. Yeah, no need to ask what you need to do. Use the power God gave you. The power he gave you is in the word. And you use it over and over and over. And you cause the enemy to back up. You don't have him back you up. You back him up. Get off my husband. Get off me. Get off my family. Get off my health. Get off my children. Get away from me. Woo! My goodness. You'll get that power you need. Use it. Become a helpmeet warrior. Oh, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. And you got to rise up. So today we were in our workbook that goes with the helpmeet book. Do you have it? Do you need it? You better get on the website and get it. Read, study, and reread again. Some of you need to reread. I'm feeling the need to remind you to reread. I am powerful. I am a suitable helpmeet. I am a warrior. All of that. So that's what we're going to do. Helpmeets that are suitable have to be warriors in the spirit. Have to have self-control and discipline. Because what? 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. And in the Amplified Classic, discipline and self-control.